local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
But a cold start to this Friday, 35 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Dr. Bill has an update on our forecast for today and a look forward to the weekend. It's all straight ahead. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringoToyota.com Traffic Center, just one accident. Mobile Police Department working in Nevis and Calhoun. Also, Phillipsville Road south of 31 in Perdido. They've got a car that left the roadway. Looks good so far along the interstate, and if you're traveling over the Bayway, the causeway, some gusty winds, hang on to the wheel. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up Saturday, March 14th in Loxley. It's a brand new track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. Gates open at 3:30. You can see the new track on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool. The temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
We're at 607 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Hooray, we've made it.
Hurrah.
Yeah, hurrah. Yay, what's up? chilly start here, 35, and we'll get more from Dr. Bill. A little bit of rain maybe in the forecast for tomorrow, but generally pretty decent over the weekend. Weekend weather scale, where he actually scores our weekend, coming up at 7:35. Also getting started in earnest now with deference to Dolphin Island, my home away from home. What's up, Mayor Collier? Love some Dolphin Island. Had 2 parades already, but the downtown parade, the downtown Mobile Mardi Gras season gets kicked off in earnest tonight with the County Cavaliers, and we'll talk more about that. And of course, the Moon Pie Minute on the way, the story of Mardi Gras as told by our own Rennie Brabner. Remember, we do this every day, even like weekend days, the whole way through Ash Wednesday. And if you miss a Moon Pie Minute, not to worry, we've got them stockpiled for you. You can binge listen by going to fmtalk1065.com, clicking on the Moon Pie Minute tab. Right?
Yeah, we got you covered, and the full Mardi Gras schedule right there under the Moon Pie Minutes.
So you would see tonight, you would see Condi Cavaliers.
That's right. You click on the Moon Pie Minutes and binge listen to those, and then while you do that, just look at the parade schedule and say, I'm going to go to that one, going to go to that one, going to go to that one. Might have to miss that one, but then I'll go to that one.
I tell you what tonight is a big deal because I think there's a lot of pent-up desire. Now, you could have gone to Dolphin Island and do that, but I know this is the parade that my children start going, we must go, we must go, we have to have some throws. And so begins the family trips down to the Boom Boom.
Now, is it important to pace yourself, or do you think you should just, let it rip the whole Mardi Gras season long? Just go hard first night,
it's
all the way through. And I'm not just talking about the adults and the drinks that might be around, but the kids too. I mean, there's a lot of moon pies to eat and food that's around. So should you go hard the whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what you should do. Although, as I pointed out the other day, just a note to parents here: when the children eat the moon pies in the back seat, and they go everywhere. And then it gets to be a couple warm days during the week.
Oh.
The marshmallow combination of the moon pie will stick to the seats. Thank goodness I got the Carhartt brand seat covers in the truck that can be washed. But still, it's a absolute disaster in the back of the truck. So prepare yourself for that. All right. A lot to do on today's show. And we'll get comment from you at 343-0106. That's our text line. Plus, we'll take your calls coming up after 8 o'clock. And last night here at FM Talk 106.5, it was the AL1 Democrat Democrat debate hosted by Robert Kennedy Jr., Kennedy for Alabama, along with Peter Albrecht from News 5. It was on WKRG and here at FM Talk 106.5. So we'll talk a bit about that. And in Washington, the president had about an hour and change to talk about his thoughts coming off of the acquittal of the impeachment, even giving a call out to his different friends, people he said helped him through this, mentioning AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne by name. We'll get that audio coming up in just a little bit. In Montgomery, I heard this with the State of the State address. I said it earlier in the week, and it sounds like more voices are saying it now. Governor Ivey essentially put the lotto debate on ice the way I see it. This idea that we have to have a commission look into lottery, they're going to take more time than the session. I'm going to be interested to see what happens there, if there's any even discussion of a lottery bill in the House and the Senate. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also in sports.
Lots of basketball to talk about now that the NFL season has wrapped up. But also, that doesn't mean it's the end of football. I'm going to lead you through the XFL, which gets started this weekend.
All right, that's the one where they can, like, punch people and
eye gouges.
Yeah, carry brass knuckles out there and all that.
In the first iteration of the XFL, you could do a lot of that. They're trying to be a little more professional this time.
Oh, they're cleaning up their act.
They're cleaning up the game.
I can't wait to hear more on that. Also, there's some encouraging news out there on the coronavirus outbreak, but the World Health Organization says don't celebrate too much yet. Here's Jim Roop from Westwood One.
First, the good news.
Today is the first day in which the overall numbers of confirmed cases reported in China have dropped.
The WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says by that, he means the rate of the increase of confirmed cases is lower for the first time since the outbreak. But he cautions that while Wednesday gave us the first lower overnight reported spread rate percentage ever, it doesn't mean they have any kind of handle on this thing just yet. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that it is true that in a very short time they've learned a lot, such as the virus's DNA, how to diagnose it, how it's transmitted, and who is most at risk. Well, now the bad news.
There is still a lot we don't know. We don't know the source of the outbreak. We don't know what its natural reservoir is, and we don't properly understand its transmissibility.
By transmutability, he means if and or how the virus may change form, nature, substance, or state. In other words, if and or into what it may mutate. And the bad news continues in that no tools yet.
We have no vaccine to prevent infections and no therapeutics to treat them.
All the WHO can recommend right now is, again, the standard methods for avoiding a cold or flu. Stay away from anyone who is coughing or sneezing, and if you are coughing or sneezing, do it in your elbow and wash your hands frequently.
To put it bluntly, we're shadow boxing.
The severity of this virus runs the full spectrum, from mild cough, sneezing, and fever, to pneumonia, various stages of pneumonia, to organ failure and death. So he says even when scientists come up with something to prevent and fight it,
vaccines and therapeutics are not silver bullets.
Now, he also addresses criticisms aimed at China that suggest, among other things, the Chinese were not very forthcoming about this virus at the very beginning of the outbreak, saying if China was hiding the virus or information, then there would be a greater number of cases outside of China.
Because China may be able to hide what's happening inside, but cannot hide the number of cases in other countries. And as you may remember, when we had cases in China, there was no case in the rest of the world.
He says China and the Chinese government have been transparent and timely and cooperative in sharing information. I'm Jim Roop.
I guess that is accurate. That's a weird thing. It says to cough in your elbow. I'm going to make an admission here. To me, when I thought about elbow, it was always the outside. Right, the elbow to me, even though the whole thing's the elbow.
Right.
But I had
you were picturing on
the elbow to me, I guess it's because, you know, we always thought like in football, may or may not have had that J pad on your elbow given somebody the elbow in the helmet as you came off the line or something like that. The elbow to me, I guess I always thought of it in a fighting.
Yeah.
And that would be the outside, but the inside's also the elbow. But why wouldn't we call that the elbow pit?
Yeah.
You have an armpit, right?
And then an elbow pit.
Would you have the elbow pit?
That's very smart, you know. And most people wouldn't be able to.
First person would ever say that's very smart. You're too kind.
I mean, I like it. I think that should start being taught in classes. The elbow pit, because it's got to start somewhere. But no one can even lick their elbow. Everyone's tried. So how could you sneeze on the outside of the elbow. It's impossible.
No, you're correct. I'm just giving you one of the weird things that was in my head that I always pictured elbow being the outside of that arm joint, not the inside.
Regardless, even if you can't make it to the elbow pit, and even if you don't have coronavirus, please sneeze in something. Like, don't just sneeze outwards and not covering it up. Cover it up.
Right.
There's still people out there that just sneeze, you know, willy-nilly anywhere they want to.
Say it, don't spray it.
That's right.
It is 6:15. We'll check news next.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The White House announced the terrorist leader who claimed responsibility for the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola is dead. President Trump said Qasem al-Rimi, an al-Qaeda leader, was killed during a counterterrorism operation in Yemen. In a video, al-Rimi praised Mohammed al-Shamrani's actions, calling him a courageous knight. A man accused of killing a woman almost 40 years ago will still have to continue wearing an ankle monitor. Alvin Ray Allen asked a judge to get rid of electronic monitoring, but the judge denied the request. Allen was arrested last September for reportedly killing Sandra Williams back in 1980. Health experts believe flu numbers will only go up. The CDC says there have been about 19 million flu cases this season, with 180,000 having to go to the hospital and 10,000 flu-related deaths. The announcement comes after a 4-year-old girl in Mobile died a day after being diagnosed with the flu. Meanwhile, a Mobile County deputy is still in the hospital fighting the virus. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Zion Williamson leads New Orleans to a win. South Alabama basketball faces a rival tonight, and football does not have to end with the Super Bowl. The XFL launches this weekend. It's 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the PGA Tour, Nick Taylor leads the Pebble Beach Pro-Am after shooting a bogey-free 8-under in the first round. Patrick Cantlay and Chase Seifert are tied for second place at 6-under. Round 2 gets started this morning at 11, and Bill Murray, his 25th year playing in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And
wow.
Lots of NFL players out there. Larry Fitzgerald, the wide receiver, actually shot the lowest for an amateur, but the funnest to watch is, of course, Bill Murray teeing it up.
Right.
Because he's always fun.
By the way, there's a push, too, that you know, Bill Murray shows up and does different things in cities and parades, and our buddy John Sharp from AL.com always pushing to have him come lead the Joe Kane Parade.
That would be so cool.
I will second, third, and fourth that.
Yeah, that would be the best ever. And then get Samuel L. Jackson at some point also. I think that'd be really cool. The University of South Alabama women's basketball team defeated Louisiana Lafayette 78-63 in the Mitchell Center last night. Savannah Jones scored a season-high 26 points and grabbed 9 rebounds in the victory. Up next, the Jags play at Louisiana Monroe tomorrow at noon. The Jaguars men's team has a big-time rivalry game tonight at 7 in Troy. to face the Trojans. South is looking to beat Troy for the third time in a row. In the SEC tomorrow, number 11 Auburn will host number 18 LSU at 11 a.m. If Auburn wins, they'll take over the lead in the SEC standings. You can hear the call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5, beginning at 11. Then at 5, Alabama will attempt to snap a three-game losing streak when they take the court in Athens against Georgia. In NBA games last night, Zion Williamson scored 21 points in a New Orleans win over Chicago.
The lob, Zion. Oh, about that backdoor! Lonzo Zion.
That's Joel Myers on the call with Fox Sports New Orleans. Pelicans won 125-119 in eight games. Zion's averaging 20 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. Houston upset the Lakers 121-11. The Knicks beat the Magic. Milwaukee beat Philly. And Portland got the win over San Antonio. The 2020 NBA trade deadline passed yesterday. Some teams with no hope for the playoffs use the moment to sell off players for young prospects or draft picks, while teams that are trying to make a push into the postseason added some good players to their rosters. Miami and Memphis completed a players-only trade without getting Oklahoma City involved as initially expected. The Heat got Andre Iguodala, Solomon Hill, and Jay Crowder in exchange for Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson. Philadelphia added a couple scorers from Golden State in Alex Burks and Glenn Robinson III. Golden State also received former number one pick Andrew Wiggins and two picks from Minnesota in exchange for D'Angelo Russell, Jacob Evans, and Amari Spellman. Denver sent Shabazz Napier to Washington for Jordan McRae. Cleveland received Andre Drummond from Detroit, and the LA Clippers received Marcus Morris and Isaiah Thomas in a three-team deal with the Knicks and Wizards. If you thought football ended with the Super Bowl on Sunday, you were wrong. The XFL begins its second first season this weekend. Okay. With two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. Of course, the original XFL debuted in 2001, lasted only one season before folding. This time, Vince McMahon, who owns the XFL, says the league's here to stay. You'll recognize some of the players if you tune in to one of the games this weekend. Dallas, led by former Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops, has former Oklahoma Sooner Landry Jones at quarterback and former Auburn running back Cameron Artis Payne also on the Renegades roster. Former Auburn and Leroy High School wide receiver Sammy Coates is on the Houston Roughnecks. Seattle's quarterback is former Gulf Shores High School and Troy Trojan quarterback Brandon Silvers, and former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray leads the Tampa Bay Vipers. Seattle plays D.C. tomorrow at 1 on ABC. L.A. plays at Houston at 4 on Fox. Tampa plays at New York at 1 on Sunday on Fox. And St. Louis plays at Dallas at 4 Sunday on ESPN. 623 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool. The temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Join your friends at the Downtown Library for a great Mardi Gras hangout. Saturday, February 22nd, 10:30 to noon. There will be Mardi Gras crafts, Mardi Gras storytelling, and play games while you wait for the parades to begin. Learn more by calling the Children's Department, 340-1507. It's the Mardi Gras Hangout at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government, downtown. Saturday, February 22nd, 10:30 to noon. Mobile libraries will be closed February 23rd, 4th, and 5th.
Good morning, everyone, from the ZeliaCityTax.com Traffic Center. We do have one accident to clearing stages. Mobile Police Department at Nevius and Calhoun. Also, state troopers there at Phillipsville Road, south of Highway 31 in Perdido. As we look good across the bayway and the causeway, some pretty gusty winds, so hang on to the wheel. No problems northbound 65 for Bridger, Chickasaw to Saraland. It's a good start on our Friday morning. Jubilee Roofing's the name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill Williams has got our forecast coming up. 35. A cold start here, getting started on this Friday morning. There's more on the weekend forecast coming up in just a second. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Maybe today. You make the appointment for sometime next week to have train the crew come out and get the junk gone from your home, from your office, shop, storage unit, maybe a house you're getting ready to sell. You know, it's like daunting when you have all this stuff to get rid of. You go, where do I even start? Well, what you do is you start by making an appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And my pro tip on this, seriously, the way my mind works, you're probably, you know, you're better than I am, but if you were like me, deadlines are an important thing, because if you don't ever set a deadline to get something going, you don't get it started. So when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you know they're coming. That gives you a deadline to get the junk identified, figure out what you're going to get rid of, what you're going to keep, and then they show up, they quote you a price to get rid of the junk, you say yes, they get to work and get it done. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, coming up, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, last night here on the radio, the AL1 Democrat debate, and interesting part of this, we often talk about how do it on the Republican side. We talk about how a Republican in Alabama is different than a Republican in like a northeastern state. Can you say that's true of a Democrat? I've got an example I think will prove that coming up. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One of two suspects involved in a multi-state crime spree is now in jail. Florida law enforcement officers arrested Nathan McLeod, who is facing 21 breaking and entering charges and over 20 theft charges. Officers are still looking for his accomplice, Danielle Amos Archer. Bear is accused of stealing GPS equipment from marinas in Orange Beach from 2016 to 2019. The man accused of murdering his mother and two half-brothers could learn his fate today. Donald Hartung appeared in court yesterday as his sentencing phase began. During the hearing, Hartung spoke in court for the first time, calling on the judge to call a mistrial. He said the DNA found at his mother's house was not real evidence since he was there a lot. But the judge denied the request. Hartung could face the death penalty. The good times will be rolling soon as the Conde Cavaliers prepare for the first parade of Mobile's carnival season. The festive floats will roll through the streets of downtown Mobile tonight. That begins at 6:30 tonight along Route A. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Gun enthusiasts, if you're looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store, look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. And now through Valentine's Day, register for the Valentine's Raffle. Mobile Shooting Center is giving away a couple of Sky handguns. One for you, one for your honey. What better way to say, I love you? Visit Mobile Shooting Center today. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Good news, bad news. On the fight against the coronavirus, fewer new cases have been reported in China the last 2 days. The bad news, one of the doctors who got in trouble with the Chinese government for sounding an early warning about the virus has died from it. David Culver reports from Hong Kong on the death of Li Wenlong.
He spoke to us, foreign media. That is hugely profound. That doesn't happen very often and very easily. He knew the repercussions that could have come from that. And yet, his story has also resonated with millions of people here in China. It is exploding on social media.
636 deaths in China as of this morning. The Palestinians are rejecting U.S. allegations they're to blame for a day of clashes and attacks that left three Palestinians dead and more than a dozen Israelis wounded. The Palestinians instead link the violence to President Trump's Mideast initiative, which they say heavily favors Israel. Five people dead in the southeast storms, a state of emergency in Virginia now over flooding. Stock futures continue their drop this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Japanese automaker Nissan says sales in China in January by the company and its local partners fell 11.8% from a year ago due to the virus outbreak and the extension of the Lunar New Year holiday. Nissan earlier said it was considering reopening most of its factories in China on Monday, but would wait now until at least February 14th for facilities in and around Wuhan. Toyota said it was keeping its factories in China closed for an extra week through February 16th and will decide then whether to resume production. Toyota has 12 plants in China. Honda says its three assembly plants in Wuhan will stay closed through February 13th. News Corporation reported declines in profit and revenue for its latest quarter in the face of a sluggish economy in Australia, softness in its book publishing unit, and foreign currency headwinds. The New York-based media company, owner of the Wall Street Journal and HarperCollins publisher, said net income was down 11% from a year ago. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with the Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by Toomey's, with the largest selection of Mardi Gras supplies in Mobile and the Eastern Shore, and Cart Doctor, with the largest cart selection in South Alabama. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill. Oh, there we go. I got to press the right button, Dr. Bill. Sorry. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, John.
It's a Friday. That's how it goes. Yes. All right. 35 now at our studios. A fairly cold start.
Yeah, in fact, it's even reached a light freeze out at the airport, down to 32 degrees. But most areas are in the mid-30s and upper 30s this morning. We're going to have sunny skies today and a cool day compared to yesterday when we reached a high of 72. We're going to see 55 for the high this afternoon. Now, tonight, I expect some clouds to move in, and that's going to keep the temperature up tonight. Instead of getting down to 32 or the mid-30s, we'll stay around 40, perhaps 42 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, it'll be a partly cloudy day, and it looks like a very weak cold front, rather weak cold front will move through, and it may settle off a few isolated showers, but for the most part, we should have partly cloudy skies. And it's going to be warmer tomorrow, up to about 65 degrees. After that, we've got some dry weather for Sunday, and it'll be mostly sunny, but mild, up to about 68 degrees. So a very, very nice day for Sunday. Monday, the clouds come back, and also the rain. And Monday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers, and the same thing for Tuesday. But temperatures will be up around 72 to 73 degrees for Monday and Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's look at the big picture as well, as I've been asking you for the last couple of weeks. You say there's a whole bunch of cold air still stacked up in Alaska and Canada, getting a little bit here. But are we turning the corner here? Are we moving out of the chance of having cold weather? What do you think?
Well, right now we don't see anything in the way of a major cold outbreak, and it's going to be on the mild side all next week. And the longer we go, of course, the northern latitudes would get a little more sunshine and not quite as cold. So right now it looks good for the next week or so for mild temperatures.
Okay, so today by this evening, I think 6:30, Condi Cavaliers start. What do you think the temperature is this evening as people head out to the parade?
Yeah, the weather's excellent. Temperatures, though, will be on the cool side. Most likely it'll be in the upper 40s. At parade time.
All right, and if somebody has yet to get their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there are places they could pretty much just turn around and point their hand one way or the other, and they're pointing it somewhere that has it.
Yeah, quite a few locations for the Almanac, particularly with Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore. Here in Mobile, you'll find copies over at West Marine, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Classic Cars also, and Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, Billy Langford Allstate, Fairhope Autocraft Collision Center, and Old Time Garden Supply. And we even have copies over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment. And you can always stop right by our studios here at 106.5.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon. Weekend Weather Scale coming up.
Oh, indeed.
All right, we'll check back with Dr. Bill, our staff meteorologist here at FM Talk 106.5. Now, I was going to throw this into the mix, that last night, the AL1 Democrat debate, okay, and you can go back and listen to it through podcast. Of course, we podcast 40-plus hours a week of live, local, organic programming. You can go back and listen to our AL1 Republican debate, and actually you can listen to one that Jeff Poore moderated as well, that happened just a couple weeks ago. So all that's there, because remember, we just have like less than 4 weeks here till voting time.
It'll
in the
be
primary.
Here fast.
So go back and listen to it. But no, on the Democrat one, I thought it was interesting last night. It was hosted by my buddy Robert Kennedy Jr. and Peter Albrecht from News 5. And when the Second Amendment question came up, it was, we talk about this on the flip side a lot of times when people will look at a Republican that wins in the Northeast or in a purple state, and there'll be Republicans here in Alabama go, man, that person's not really the kind of Republican. And I say, wait. They're the Republican who could win in that state. Alabama, we are, you know, we're different than a state in the Northeast. The politics are a little different, so the Republican that wins up there may have a more moderate take on things than maybe a Republican that would win in Alabama. You just have to realize all places aren't the same. Well, the flip is true, I think, as well, because the Second Amendment question came up, and all three Democrat candidates had, now, they talked universal background checks. They all had a Democrat spin on Second Amendment rights with some limitation. But all three of them, now think about this, all three of them made sure to let you know that they had guns, that they owned guns, that they, in some cases, talked about hunting with them, talked about shooting clays, talking about self-defense. So in the state of Alabama, so the flip side is true. Can you imagine three Democrats running for a congressional seat somewhere in the Northeast or in California, and all three of them were advocates of the Second Amendment? We're not talking about gun take backs. We're not talking about, I mean, so think about that. Think if we could take the audio from last night and then present that to a bunch of Democrats in California. Let's go to Nancy Pelosi's state, right? Let's go there to her district and play that audio and the shock of those people. So I just wanted to, I thought it was interesting because we always talk about it with the Republican perspective, but flipping it around for the Democrat is interesting.
Yeah, I wonder which two states you could take where that crossover happens, where the Democrats in one state would be Republicans in another state, and then vice versa. The Republicans in one state would almost be Democrats if they came to Alabama. I'm sure there's some.
I would say look to the Northeast. I'd say.
Yeah. Vermont.
Yeah, like a Vermont, not Massachusetts is so left, but yeah, Vermont or New Hampshire, those places, I think you could maybe make that swap. Also, in the Northwest, not California, but I bet you look at Washington State or Oregon, some of those, because of the rural nature of those states as well, you could probably do that swap. It's interesting. Yeah, it's just a kind of that's interesting study of politics as it is nationally. It's just one of the many things that stood out listening to the Democrat debate last night here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, 35 degrees at our studios. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up. Now the time is ready for the Moon Pie Minute, the story of Mardi Gras as told by our Rennie Bradner.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile, where they can make today the day you start to feel better. Learn about the natural benefits of CBD and make tomorrow finally the day you've been looking forward to. Your CBD store of West Mobile near Greelot.
What we've waited for. Downtown Mobile Mardi Gras parades get in high gear tonight, and Saturday is a full day and evening of downtown parades on Mobile streets. I'm Rennie Bradner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
At your CBD store, West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you. At your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
For 43 years, the gentlemen of the Condi Cavaliers have kicked off downtown Mobile's Mardi Gras parade season. With just a little help from the weatherman, tonight's crowd will be one of the largest of the Mardi Gras season. Be mindful of where you park. You park your vehicle under a yellow and purple no parking parade route sign. Expect to have to go to the auto pound to retrieve your car. There'll be a ticket and a towing fee you'll have to pay. Tomorrow, five different parades take to the downtown streets. The first, Bayport Parading Society, kicks off after lunch. Mystic DJ Riders follow. The Pharaohs start the evening parades, followed by the Order of Hebe and the Condi Explorers. Public Mardi Gras takes Sunday off, but preparations for parades and balls continue at a fever pitch. If you missed a Moon Pie Minute, you can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. For parade routes and times, check fmtalk1065's website. I'm Rennie Bradner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. State troopers are clear. No new wrecks. Again, we've got some gusty winds across the Bayway, so hang on to the wheel. But so far, from the airport, Dolphin and Old Shell, Spring Hill and 65, no delays. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, range line, all the way out towards Grand Bay, Wilma Road and I-10 looking good. Make this year's Valentine's Day one she'll remember at the Battle House. Enjoy front row access to the Friday Mardi Gras parades in one of their viewing balconies, and then allow the Battle House chefs to prepare an exquisite three-course Valentine's Day dinner at the Trellis Room. Call 338-5381. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 644 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Sports with Dalton. Also, President Trump calling out by name AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne as he was thanking people who helped him during the impeachment battle. I'll get to that in just a second. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? I bet just too much. Why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money today? It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. Let's compare that to the national average that's 20% and rising APR. And plus, you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's absolutely no fees. Even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, you can get a special interest rate discount with Lightstream for y'all. Here's how you save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. That's my last name. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, it was yesterday as President Trump was speaking and talking about the impeachment acquittal, and it went on, gosh, almost an hour or something.
A long time. Yeah. He was freewheeling.
Yes, he was riffing as he does, and in that he was talking about different people he was thanking who helped him during this process. He pointed out this comes off of the heels of him talking about Abraham Lincoln, and then he goes into this.
And that includes Honest Abe Lincoln. You know, a lot of people forget Abe Lincoln. I wish he were here. I'd give him one hell of an introduction. But he was a Republican. Abe Lincoln, Honest Abe. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
Now, you think about this, as many people have been wondering, would President Trump weigh in the Senate primary? Right, that's been a question with, of course, Jeff Sessions in the mix, Tommy Tuberville, Bradley Byrne in the mix, and others. But the top three, let's just, you're talking about Byrne, you're talking about Sessions, you're talking about Tuberville. And would, you know, Tuberville's angling that he's the chosen one, you know, he's the one chosen by Trump. And everybody's wondering, would President Trump weigh in a primary? Has he done any official endorsement? No. But for him specifically to stop down and talk about AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne, thought was pretty interesting.
And Congressman Byrne wasted no time in making sure to use that in his campaign effort.
You were campaigning.
No, you have to use that as quickly as you can. And he retweeted the video and said, "It was an honor to be a leader in the fight against impeachment. Thank you for all the kind words, President Donald Trump. I'll always have your back. Hashtag acquitted."
So do you believe that that was an endorsement in this primary or just something the president was saying? You could hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. News 5 is next.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The White House announced the terrorist leader who claimed responsibility for the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola is dead. President Trump said Qasem al-Rimi, an al-Qaeda leader, was killed during a counterterrorism operation in Yemen. In a video, al-Rimi praised Mohammed al-Shamrani's actions, calling him a courageous knight. A man accused of killing a woman almost 40 years ago will still have to continue wearing an ankle monitor. Alvin Ray Allen asked a judge to get rid of electronic monitoring, but the judge denied the request. Allen was arrested last September for reportedly killing Sandra Williams back in 1980. Health experts believe flu numbers will only go up. The CDC says there have been about 19 million flu cases this season, with 180,000 having to go to the hospital and 10,000 flu-related deaths. The announcement comes after a 4-year-old girl in Mobile died a day after being diagnosed with the flu. Meanwhile, a Mobile County deputy is still in the hospital fighting the virus. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On the PGA Tour, Nick Taylor leads the Pebble Beach Pro-Am after shooting a bogey-free 8-under in his first round. Patrick Cantlay and Chase Seifert tied for second place at 6-under. Round 2 gets started this morning at 11. The University of South Alabama women's basketball team defeated Louisiana Lafayette 78-63 in the Mitchell Center last night. Savannah Jones scored a season-high 26 points and grabbed 9 rebounds in the victory. The Jaguars men's team has a big-time rivalry game tonight at 7 in Troy to face the Trojans. South's looking to beat Troy for the third time in a row. In the SEC tomorrow, number 11 Auburn will host number 18-ranked LSU at 11 a.m. If Auburn wins, they'll take over the lead in the SEC standings. You can hear the call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. Again, that game begins at 11. Then at 5, Alabama will attempt to snap a 3-game losing streak when they take the court in Athens against Georgia. In NBA games last night, Zion Williamson scored 21 points in a New Orleans win over Chicago. That alley-oop called by Joel Myers with Fox Sports New Orleans. Pelicans won 125-119. Houston upset the Lakers 121-111. The Knicks beat the Magic. Milwaukee beat Philly. And Portland got the win over San Antonio. If you thought football ended with the Super Bowl on Sunday, you were wrong. The XFL begins its second first season this weekend. They've got 2 games tomorrow, 2 games on Sunday. Of course, the original XFL debuted in 2001, only lasted 1 season before folding. This time, Vince McMahon, who owns the XFL, says that the league is here to stay. You'll recognize many of the players if you tune in to one of the games this weekend. Dallas is led by former Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops and has former Sooner Landry Jones at quarterback. Former Auburn running back Cameron Artis Payne, also on the Renegades roster. Former Auburn and Leroy High School wide receiver Sammy Coates is on the Houston Roughnecks. Seattle's quarterback is former Gulf Shores High School and Troy Trojan quarterback Brandon Silvers, and former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray leads the Tampa Bay Vipers. Seattle plays D.C. tomorrow at 1 on ABC. L.A. plays at Houston at 4 on Fox. Tampa plays at New York at 1 on Sunday on Fox. And St. Louis plays at Dallas at 4 on Sunday on ESPN. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Right, and this reboot, relaunch of the XFL, is it like last time? I mean, can they carry brass knuckles and bats and shivs and stuff on the field?
Like the bats with the barbed wire wrapped around
it? Right, that's how I remember the old XFL. Am I wrong here?
Remember they used to race to midfield instead of a coin toss?
Yes.
And then they'd wrestle over the ball?
Yes.
Now they're cleaning it up a little bit.
Yeah, what a shame.
But they are, they do have some really cool rules to make it different from the NFL. I can tell you about those later if you want.
I want. All right. We'll do that. 6:53, be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a perfect start so far this morning. A few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadway. Record headed still out to Phillipsville Road, south of Highway 31 in Perdido, but not affecting too much traffic. And no delays north and southbound lane 65 from Mobile to Saraland. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for best selection, pricing, and service in Mobile on Government Boulevard and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool. The temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
We'll be checking in with that man, Alec Naaman, just an hour from now to find out what's cooking. Do that every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5. And I got a list here. I got a list here of Valentine's Day. This could be a trap. Okay, it's Valentine's Day deals at restaurants.
Okay.
It depends on who your significant other is. you know, we have a fiscally conservative household, so Mrs. Sullivan would appreciate if I found, if we still enjoyed a great night out, had a great dinner, but we were saving money. Maybe in my past lives, I had dated women that the fact that I found a deal for Valentine's Day, if it was still the same meal, they still wouldn't like it because I wasn't spending as much.
You're being cheap on Valentine's Day.
So just be careful there. I know, see, Olive Garden says they're offering a three-course meal called the Valentine's Day to-go dinner for two. Comes with soup and salad, dipping sauce for breadsticks, and shareable entree and a dessert starting at $35. Also, Chick-fil-A. They're selling an entire Valentine's Day dinner with 30 nuggets. Let me tell you, before that evening, I'm not going to eat 30 nuggets and keep myself ready to go. 30 nuggets, 6 chocolate chunk cookies,
whoa,
10 chicken minis, all served in heart-shaped tins. The offer is good, actually, for the entire month of February or while supplies last.
That sounds like a Valentine's like party pack. You got a lot of people coming over for Valentine's Day.
Yes, and then the flip side here is Hooters. And you probably shouldn't take your Valentine's Day dinner. Said they're bringing back their Shred Your Ex promotion. If you destroy a photo of your ex either in the restaurant or on their website, you'll get a coupon for 10 free boneless wings when you buy 10 wings. By the way, the boneless wing thing. I mean, those are chicken nuggets, right?
I
mean,
I love boneless wings. Not as much as regular wings.
Okay, good. Thank goodness you said that. 657 FM Talk 106.5. Just a word to the wise on that. Just smart about stuff here.
I'm going to Hooters.
See, that's Dalton. Not me, that's Dalton. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings happening next.